Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Great to have you on the show. Well, we're going to be going in very quickly as our time has been far spent. Now, every afternoon, millions of parents face the exact same battle, the homework. You watch your child stare at a page and you wonder, are they just distracted or are they truly drowning? Should I step back or let them figure it out? Or is it time to call in a professional? So today, we're diving in deep into the delicate balance between fostering independence and knowing when to ask for help. We are unpacking how to spot the difference between a healthy academic challenge and destructive stress, and how one-on-one support can actually teach your child to become a more self-reliant learner. Janet is here to talk to us about this. Now, Janet, what are the clear red flags that show a child is falling behind rather than just going through a normal rough patch?
So one of the things really is a rough patch usually lasts a short time, hey? Mm. But the red flags might include consistent low marks, mm-hmm. Struggling with basic concepts, you know, something that should be simple to understand, but the child is really struggling, and avoiding schoolwork. That's another thing that you would see as red flags, and losing confidence and needing help without really trying to do the work on their own. Yeah, those are some of the red flags that we should notice really as red flags. Yeah.
Now, how can a parent or teacher distinguish between a child who is unmotivated or rushing through work and one who is trying hard but lacks the fundamental skills to complete the task?
So a child who's who's unmotivated, usually often rush through the work, okay? They skip steps and they don't put the effort. You would realize that you're trying to teach the child, especially with one-on-one classes, but the child would divert attention. They'll start talking about, oh, do you know my dad bought me an iPad? Oh, this is what I want for Christmas. Those are some of the behavior that unmotivated students have. And a child who lacks the skills usually tries, you know, their best, but they get stuck and they would actually ask questions. That's a child who's actually trying or make same mistakes really repeatedly. So the effort is there, but the foundation is missing. Those are some of the things we can actually notice with a child who's unmotivated.
Now, what are some practical strategies that parents can use to encourage self-reliance at home before they decide to hire an outside professional help?
So maybe the parents should sit down with the child, give the child time to before they maybe give the child some exercises. That's one thing that I'll say, or give the child time to think before helping. Hey, give an exercise, allow the child to go through the exercise. And then when you see that the child is struggling, or you see that, okay, they're not understanding the concept, what have you done before I even start assisting you? And then the other thing, ask guiding questions instead of just giving answers. You know, you don't just spoon feed, this is how you do it. Help them through the questions. If it's 1 + 1, take them through the steps, asking them questions, interacting with them to see where they are in terms of their understanding. And praise, you know, that the little efforts that they put, not just correct answers, but praise that effort that they are putting to try to get the answer right. And also encourage a regular study routine. Maybe that's another thing that I can put. And let the child learn from their mistakes. We often want to quickly correct them. Let them learn from their mistakes, because next time when they encounter the same problem, they would have enough knowledge just to not to repeat the same mistake.
Now, What can a one-on-one tutor provide that a highly skilled classroom teacher with 25 students simply cannot?
One-on-one tutors, they're meant to give the child full attention, you know, identify specific learning gaps that a teacher with 25 kids wouldn't really, maybe I should put it this way, wouldn't really notice from the word go, because they have 25 kids that need attention and they have to divide their attention. But a one-on-one tutor is there to give that full attention that the teacher will not give in class, and identify specific learning gaps, because they're taking the child through every lesson that they've gone through in class, and they are paying their full attention to the child. And also adjust lessons. That we are there to adjust lessons to the child's pace. We are not rushing, you know, to finish the syllabus, but we're rushing to help the child understand what they're finding difficult and cover those gaps, but at their own pace. We're not rushing. And the other thing why we're there as tutors is to build confidence, hey, through personalized support. We give the child an environment where they can ask questions freely without feeling afraid, where they can ask for help anytime during the day, and we are there, you know, to boost their confidence as well. And in classroom, like I said, teacher must divide the attention among many students, which is quite impossible to give all of this to every 25 students that they have in class, really.
Mm, true. Lastly, before I let you go, how does a great tutor actively teach a child to stop relying on them, but transition back to fully independent learning? I think that's quite important.
So I'll speak of my journey, really, as a tutor. Mm-hmm. It has come with experience that I don't just spoon feed the student. What I do is I gradually help the students so that they gain the independence to do the work on their own. I teach the child how to think, how to solve problems, how to ask the right questions as well, and use maybe the learning strategies instead of just me simply giving answers. Hey, and the other thing is me helping the child to have confidence and skills to improve. That's what I believe a great tutor is.
Mm.
It's a matter of teaching independence. Teach the learner to be independent, because you won't be there with them in the exam.
I see. That's lovely. Now, if they're independent and they are good enough and excel, which means that there's money lost there because they don't need you anymore.
So the goal is not money, but the goal is to see them, you know, have a brighter future. There's nothing as satisfying as a child coming to you and say, thank you so much. I wouldn't have done this without you.
Yes.
The goal is to create future doctors, future lawyers, future leaders, really. And they never run away. That's one thing that will never, you know, they'll always come back for more. Now I want a 90, now I want a 100.
Yeah.
So, yes. Thank you. That was very funny, someone.
Janet, thank you so much for coming through, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Summer.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.